Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
In today's program, we bring you an experience-sharing article entitled Cultivating My Every Thought to Overcome Illness Tribulations by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The English translation was published on the Minghui website on August 20th, 2022. I am a 76-year-old doctor who discovered Falun Dafa in March 1996. During my cultivation path over the past 26 years, I have gone through a lot of tests, but under Master Li Hongzhu's benevolent protection, I managed to persevere to this day. I understand that whenever I study the Fa and my righteous thoughts are strong, I can do the three things well. Whenever my Fa study is being disturbed or I have too many attachments, problems will occur. But if I am able to understand a higher realm of Fa principles, Master will cleanse my body and help me to elevate to that level. Below are my experiences of Master helping to cleanse my body three times as I overcame illness tribulations. These occurred after I was released from detention centers. Due to my limited cultivation level, kindly let me know if there is room for improvement. I was arrested and taken to a detention center in 2017. Due to insufficient evidence, I was released on bail 1 month later. Through studying the Fa, sending forth righteous thoughts, and sharing with fellow practitioners, I was able to let go of my attachments to life and death. I made good use of the law when I clarified the truth, and the prosecutor's office withdrew the case, and I was released. Part 1. Confronting My Fear of Hardship. After returning home from the detention center, however, I experienced symptoms of illness. After walking a few steps or climbing the stairs, I was out of breath. My chest hurt and my legs were swollen. My child said, "Mom, why are your symptoms the same as Dad's, who died from heart disease?" I replied, "Mom is okay. I have Master. I am not sick. These are all illusions." I did not take these symptoms seriously, however, and continued to do the three things that Master asks us to do as usual. But over the next year, the symptoms were sometimes better and sometimes worse. When I was studying the Fa, I read this passage by Master in Teachings at the Conference in Los Angeles. Quote, "Nothing is by chance anymore," unquote. This woke me up, and I started to take my shortness of breath and swelling problems seriously. Looking within, I asked myself why this illusion of heart disease appeared. Which attachment or attachments caused this to happen? Then I recalled a conversation I had with the detention center chief. I said, "Before practicing Falun Dafa, I had serious anemia, low blood pressure, and heart problems. If anything happens to my heart, you will be responsible." So they took my blood pressure every day and did an ECG every few days. Before I was about to be released, my blood pressure suddenly shot up. The T wave on the ECG was inverted, and I seemed to be suffering from myocardial ischemia. The staff became frightened by these symptoms, but I did not take it to heart. I told them, "I have Master watching over me, so nothing will happen." They asked me to take medication, but I refused and said I was not sick. They said, "You do not have to put up a brave face. There's no one who does not agree to take this medication." I said, "Let's wait and see." A few days later, I was released. After analyzing my conversation with the detention center chief, however, I understood that on the surface, I validated the FAW, but in actuality, I asked for the illness to come. My thoughts behind what I said had underlying attachments. I asked myself, how did I ask for an illness to come? As I dug further, I discovered there was a deeply hidden desire to be released. And what was behind that desire? Fear. I was worried that although I could clarify the truth, talk about the law, and have opportunities to persuade people to quit the Chinese Communist Party, also known as the CCP, I could not study the FA and do the exercises in detention. I could only recite passages of the FA. Wasn't this fear of hardship similar to an ordinary person? What would I do in the future? Wasn't I only thinking about myself? I was attached to my self-interest. I finally dug out all of those attachments which brought about the illness tribulation. While writing this article, I also realized I had another attachment. I recalled the police officer asked me, "Why did you start practicing Falun Dafa?" I initially replied, "To get rid of my illnesses and attain good health." But my understanding changed after I was released. When asked that question now, my reply is, at a low level, it was about getting rid of illnesses and improving health. But at a high level, it is about cultivation practice and attaining spiritual perfection. Because this thought aligns more with the FA, people no longer say that I am involved in politics. Master saw that I understood higher FA principles, so he started to cleanse my body. While I was sleeping, my heart ached until pain woke me up. I remained steadfast in one thought. A cultivator has no illness. I have Master watching over me. I do not allow you to be painful because I still need to do my morning exercises. With that thought, the pain eased and I went back to sleep. Just then, I had a vivid dream. I vomited blood clots and someone asked me, "Where did these blood clots come from? Are they coming from the heart or the lungs?" I said, "Regardless of where they come from, they are just waste material to be discharged from my body. Master mentioned that all good and bad matters are good matters." Just then, the alarm went off and I started my morning routine. I had another occurrence of these illness symptoms when I was doing the holding the wheel in front of the head posture in the second exercise, fallen standing stance. My chest started to feel a stabbing pain. It was so painful, I sweat profusely. Just then, a thought came to me. "Quickly, go and open the locked door. If I cannot make it, how can the children come in, as I am living alone?" My main consciousness immediately replied, "Annihilate this bad thought. It is not me. I do not acknowledge it, nor do I want it. I know that Master is cleansing my body, so I can tolerate it, even though it is painful." After I finished the second exercise, the pain vanished. Since then, my shortness of breath and swollen legs improved significantly. Part 2. Master is bearing the hardship for you. As I memorized the FA, got rid of all sorts of attachments, and did the three things well, Master helped to cleanse my body again. During my morning exercise session, as I did the sitting meditation, my chest felt as though five fingers were running through my arteries. The pain caused me to sweat profusely. I thought, tolerate the pain and get rid of the bad karma. I did not do well, so I need to repay the karmic debts I owe. However, I will only repay it under Master's arrangement. The pain suddenly vanished, and my tears could not stop flowing. I am a person who seldom sheds tears. Even when I was being arrested and taken away to the detention center, and my children hugged me and cried, I did not shed a single tear. So why was this happening? Just then, a voice told me, Master is bearing the hardship for you. I understood that my assistant consciousness saw how Master helped me bear the hardship. So I cried nonstop until I finished practicing the exercise. I did not do well, and it resulted in Master having to bear the hardship for me. I felt remorseful. No words can describe my gratitude to Master. I can only be diligent in cultivation and help to save more sentient beings. Afterward, all the symptoms disappeared. I can even run to catch up with the bus to get to work. My patients say my thinking is clear. I walk lightly, my skin is rosy, and I have very few wrinkles. I do not look like I'm 76 years old. I then tell them, I practice Falun Dafa, and it is Master who gave me such good health. Master told us to think of others first and abide by the standards of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, to cultivate ourselves. This is how I validate the Fa, clarify the truth, and persuade people to quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. I understand that I must monitor my every thought to see if they correspond with Master's Fa principles. I will then persist in my belief without any doubts. If my thoughts do not correspond with the Fa, I will reject them in a timely manner and look within to correct myself. By improving my Xinqing this way, I will not let the evil have any chance to cause disturbances. I must study the Fa well, be clear about the Fa principles, and have the Fa in my heart. This will help me to differentiate what is truly good from bad. Only then will I have righteous thoughts to overcome tribulations and tests all the way to the end. I thank benevolent Great Master. I also thank fellow practitioners for their selfless help.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.